This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Today we have a lot of feedback on the Modern Epistolary Novels episode from a few weeks ago. I asked you all for examples of modern epistolary novels because I could not for the life of me think of any. And boy, did you come through in style. In no particular order, I'm just going to blow through these and they're going to make up the whole episode. But if you are interested in this particular format, pull out a pen and pencil. Or listen to this again when you're near one, because there are a lot of good book recommendations in here. You'll also find them listed in the show notes. Ian says, a couple of examples of epistolary fiction. The first is a short story, not a novel, but Wiki History by Desmond Warzel is a good example of a modern spin in the form of newsgroup postings. From the 70s, the Mirnik dossier by Charles McCary is in the form of intelligence reports by a secret agent. And although I haven't read the Anderson tapes by Lawrence Sanders, the movie suggests the book is in the form of surveillance tape transcripts. So that's two recommendations from Ian. Emily also writes in with her recommendation. One of my favorites from the past decade is the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, which sounds hilarious just from its title, so I'm definitely going to check that one out. Laith points out, in listening to the episode, it hit me while you mentioned a story that, in part, used log entries to home base as the story vehicle. You missed a very obvious recent story that is primarily done in log entries. Not all, but most of the tale. The Martian, by Andy Weir. Well, actually, Laith, that is the one I was alluding to and didn't mention, because half of the book does happen in narrated real time. But your point is well taken, and that is a really fun read. On the other hand, Gary says, I have an awesome example of a modern epistolary novel. My friend Camille Griep wrote Letters to Zell, which is a retelling slash continuation of several fairy tales through letters written by Cinderella, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty to their friend Zell, Rapunzel, who has moved on from her story and is living her life elsewhere. We never meet Zell, we just have the letters from the others to her. It's amazingly well written, and I highly recommend it. Well, thank you very much, Gary. Meanwhile, Kendra jumps in with, I recently released an epistolary novella that takes the form of a personal blog and was originally a series of blog posts on my site entitled The Secret Name. I won't be so bold as to say it's a good example, but it is an example. Oh, thank you, Kendra. And Jar rounds off our feedback with, a good space opera example might be Illuminae by Annie Kaufman and Jay Kristoff, which uses emails, records, and even a bit of text art collected from the logs of a damaged capital ship to tell its story. Text art, huh? Oh, I gotta see this. By the way, if any of you know anything like this, a book that uses text art, I would love, love to hear the audiobook and see how they pulled it off. Those kinds of interesting creative problems in producing audiobooks, obviously, hold a very keen fascination for me. Anyway, that wraps up our feedback episode on epistolary novels. Thank you, everybody, for sending it in. The conversation is always better when there are more of you participating, and that's something I dig. So thanks very much for sending it in, and I'll see all of you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.